Our first guest this morning is Gloria Brooks, the president and CEO of Arbor Hospice. Gloria was on our show back in March. It's great to have you here again, Gloria.
Thank you. Good morning to both you and Sheila.
Gloria, for our listeners, what's Arbor Hospice?
Arbor Hospice has been serving the end-of-life needs for Ann Arbor and the Washtenaw County area since 1984. And so we're here to provide comfort and care and assistance to those with terminal illness and their families.
And does your organization have its own facility?
We do. We're very proud that we have a 26-bed inpatient hospice residence in Ann Arbor, but we actually serve about 240 to 250 patients every day, and only 26 are at our facility. The rest are all in their own homes or in nursing homes or assisted living facilities.
And how large is Arbor Hospice? You mentioned the number of patients.
Mm-hmm.
How many employees are on staff?
We have 159 full and part-time staff, four locations here in southeastern Michigan, our main location here in Ann Arbor, and then offices in Plymouth and Woodhaven and Monroe.
Gloria, what's the mission of Arbor Hospice?
It's really, it's interesting because it hasn't changed in 26 years, is to provide that comfort and care and assistance to families and those with terminal illness, and to educate the community and nurture the community about that care. So the program we're going to talk about today actually is one of our community education efforts, strictly tied back to that mission.
I think that's pretty cool that your mission hasn't changed in 26 years. You got it right.
We did, and I have to give my predecessors all the credit for that, because it's pretty unusual for a nonprofit mission to not change, so I'm very proud of that.
We're honored to have you here today with us this morning, the president and the CEO. What are your responsibilities?
Well, it's to work with my phenomenal clinicians and leadership to make sure that we're taking care of the needs of the dying and their families here in the community. So I interact with our board of directors, which is an all-volunteer board. They are our ambassadors in the community, and they make sure that we're providing quality services and that we are living up to that mission. So it's really a lot of communication and networking with those within Arbor Hospice and those in the community.
Gloria, I know you just mentioned that what we wanted to talk about today, and we wanted to focus a bit mm-hmm. on this sponsored training for caregivers, this training that Arbor Hospice mm-hmm. is sponsoring. Do you have some details?
We do. You know, one of the more prevalent diseases that we see seniors struggling with nowadays is Alzheimer's. It's actually the sixth highest cause of death in the United States. And yet, interestingly, only about 7.5% hospice patients are Alzheimer's patients. So you don't see a whole lot of Alzheimer's patients accessing hospice. And we know, and I know you both, Alan and Sheila, know through your work at Senior Helpers, know the importance of having hospice services at the end of life. So from a community education perspective, we have, for the second year, are sponsoring a caregiver conference for caregivers dealing with loved ones who have dementia and Alzheimer's disease.
And our guest is Gloria Brooks with Arbor Hospice, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY.
Well, I know Alan and I are going to be at your training, too, so that'll
Wonderful.
Be, we're looking really forward to it. Hopefully
Good.
Some of our caregivers join us. We're looking forward to that, too. But Good. Who's going to be talking?
We have brought in, again this year, Tipa Snow, who's a master trainer in Alzheimer's. She is a phenomenal speaker. Last year when we did this program, we had 600 attendees throughout the day. It's a free training program, so I really want to stress that it's open to everybody, primarily caregivers and family caregivers, but also professional caregivers. We're offering it at three times on Tuesday, September 21st. Each program is 2.5 hours. So depending on what your schedule is, you can pretty much come at any time.
And it's the same program, but
each
basically
time.
Offered three different times.
Three times. So we have a 9 o'clock session, a 1:30 session, and a 6 p.m. session. It allows folks, if you're caregiving during the day but you have some help coming in the evening, you could go ahead and come to the evening.
Where are you doing it at?
We are at Washtenaw Community College at the Morris Lawrence Building. So very accessible, easy, free parking.
Well, we're very excited about going. And yeah, like Sheila mentioned, we're going to definitely be there, as well as a few others from Senior Helpers. And I've heard great things about your speaker, Tipa Snow.
Yes.
What about pre-registering? Do people need to call?
We do. Actually, the easiest thing to do is to go to our website.
Website.
And that's arborhospice.org. You can register right online. It's the easiest way to do it. But we want to know to make sure we have enough materials. And the program is called Accepting the Challenge, Building Hands-on Skills for Middle Stage Alzheimer's Disease. That's important because caregivers struggle so much with providing care to dementia and Alzheimer's patients. It's a complicated disease. Caregivers want to do what's best for their loved ones. And yet this is a disease that challenges the professionals, let alone lay caregivers. And so TIPA will really walk us all through what we can do as we're working with loved ones who have dementia and Alzheimer's.
And Gloria, for end of life, what about nutrition specifically? What should families know about the needs?
Well, this is important, especially in relationship to Alzheimer's as well, because oftentimes in end stage Alzheimer's, a patient won't be able or won't want to eat. And in our culture, food is so important. And for us as the caregiver, we have a great need to make sure we're feeding the patient. And this causes a lot of conflict at end-stage Alzheimer's. And so TIPA will be talking about this, that actually it is okay if the patient doesn't want to eat. You're not starving the patient. You're not depriving the patient, especially with at end-stage. They might have such a strong gag reflex that the patient can't eat and it causes more harm. So there may be other ways to get important nutrition. And so she will talk about that, and we encourage folks again to come and hear more details.
And you're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. We're talking with Gloria Brooks, the president and CEO of Arbor Hospice. Gloria, does hospice care end at the end of life?
No, it doesn't, actually. And that's an important thing I think a lot of the community doesn't know. Medicare, we're a certified Medicare provider of hospice. They require us to take care of the patient and the family for as long as the patient is on our services. But once the patient dies, we have to provide 13 months of grief support services to the loved ones and to the community at large. And we're very proud of our extensive grief support services for adults, children, and families. And if you go to our website, again, arborhospice.org, you'll see all of our grief support programs that are coming up this fall for children, our Art from the Heart art therapy programs that meet on Saturdays, a memory book program, and even programs helping survivors grapple with the holidays. Mm. That's always a hard time after the death of a loved one.
And with the new group starting this fall, if I'm interested, what's the first step?
It's going to that website. You can, again, register online. All of our programs are free of charge. So going to arborhospice.org and click on the grief support services link. It'll take you to all the information you need.
Can I ask, a grief support group, what happens in a meeting?
It's a dialogue. We actually have groups that are based on loss. So, for instance, there's a loss of a spouse group. There's a men's support group for men who have lost partners and spouses. There's an adult child group, so if I've lost my mom or dad, I could talk. And it's really talking about our grief journey and helping others through that and learning coping skills.
Our guest is Gloria Brooks with Arbor Hospice, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY.
Gloria, there are obviously other hospice organizations. What would you say makes Arbor Hospice different?
We're very proud of the quality services that we provide, and we feel we do that based on the low caseload ratio that our clinicians have. For instance, a full-time nurse is only taking care of 12 to 15 patients. Other hospices have caseloads double and triple that. So we're proud that our staff take the time they need to do what the patient and family need. They're not having to care for more. We're also very proud of our medical director staff, our physician staff. 7 of our 10 medical directors are actually from the University of Michigan, including our senior medical director, in areas related to geriatrics and palliative care and bioethics and psychiatry. We just have a phenomenal group of dedicated physicians helping to provide that clinical care.
Gloria, what do you like most about your job?
I love being able to get out with my staff and visit patients. That's one I wish I did it more because it's tough in between all the other day-to-day activities of a CEO to do that. but I love to get out and be able to see my staff in action. It is such a gift for us to be invited into a family's home at end of life, and my staff make me so proud to see how dedicated they are, whether they're a nurse or a social worker or a chaplain or an aide. They just do a great job.
That's wonderful to hear, and you're obviously extremely proud of your team, as well you should be.
Thank you.
Let's remind folks one more time about the upcoming caregiver training, when, where, how to sign up.
Sounds good. This is the Accepting the Challenge Caregiver Training for caregivers dealing with patients with dementia, Tuesday, September 21st at Washtenaw Community College's Morris Lawrence Building. That's over on 4800 East Huron River Drive in Ann Arbor. And there are three separate workshops that day, one at 9 a.m., one at 11:30, one at 9 a.m., one at 1:30, and an evening program at 6 p.m. And to register, you just need to go to arborhospice.org. One of the reasons that we chose to bring this program back to Southeast Michigan this year is because we see nationally an estimated 11 million Americans providing more than 12 billion hours of unpaid care, so they're family caregivers, to people living with dementia and other and Alzheimer's disease. And so the need out there for family caregivers is great, and we're glad to be providing this sort of a free community education resource.
Yeah, it's wonderful that you're supporting that. Gloria, how can listeners contact Arbor Hospice or get in touch with you?
I'll give you our 800 number. It's 1-800-997-9266. That's a 24/7 line. Somebody's always answering that. And so you can reach me, or if you need to talk to somebody about hospice care, just give us a call. You can also go to that website, arborhospice.org.
Gloria, it's been really good to have you on the program. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Alan and Sheila, and congratulations on your 1-year anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you.